You look marvelous. Oh, wait, no, wrong entry.
You look marvelous.
You look marvelous.
Well, there's a Fernando here.
There is a Fernando here, and I kind of had Billy Crystal stuck in my head because we were talking The Princess Bride before the show starts.
Buttercups.
Princess Buttercups.
That's how sad we are.
It was so old. Good movie, though.
We're talking about
1987 movies that still came out.
That still hold up.
They hold up.
You watch that somewhere in the middle, like, oh.
You know, a couple years ago, my niece was sick. And we watched two movies. My sister had to take my nephew on a field trip thing. And she called me up. She's like, you working today? I'm like, I'm not working today. She's like, you come sit with your niece. She's not feeling well. Uh-huh. So we watched two movies. We watched The Princess Bride and Murder on the Orient Express.
Okay. Well, the first one's very similar situation. The sick kid and then the uncle or the grandfather coming in.
Grandfather come in. But
you
bonded with her.
Yeah, well, she actually liked Murder on the Orient Express better.
Or did you just have her go get your beer as well?
No, I totally wasn't even like that. I tried to be a good uncle. I'm pretty much going to hell, and I'm hoping that gets me a room with like at least a window to open to cool it down.
Well, they'll accept you, is what you're saying.
Not like, oh, hey, no, we already have too many in that crowd. You got to go someplace else. So that's what we were kind of talking about before we got on the air. That's why the whole You Look Marvelous. Welcome to the Marvelous Ones here on NTN and a whole bunch of other places. If you're not getting it someplace, you're not getting it. Wait, is that how the commercial goes? If you're not getting it, you're not getting it.
It sounds a little innuendo-ish, dirty.
I didn't even mean that.
You don't get it.
That's the commercial, yes. I always hear it on the radio. I have no idea what it's for, so obviously I don't get it.
I thought it was the old cliche of, sex is like oxygen. It's not a big deal unless you're not getting any. Is that how it works?
I don't think so. I think this is like, it's like the Washington Times? Or the
Washington Post.
It's for a newspaper.
I was trying to be clever with my comment, that's all.
Yeah, no, you were.
I was really trying.
I was actually digging where you were going with that. I just...
Love is like oxygen. 10 cc. Talk about old pool, school pool.
That's
there.
Old. Warren with his AARP membership.
I'm cutting you as soon as the show's over. I don't get it.
Someone explain, please.
Yeah, no, it's not actually worth the time. Just Google it afterwards.
Okay.
We have big news. Maybe the biggest news ever.
Ever.
On the Marvelous
one. Yes, I will say it. It is the biggest news ever.
It is definitely, but it might hold that it might be the biggest news ever forever. On the Marvelous Ones.
It could very
this
well
be. This will be very hard
forever.
To beat. This is going to be very hard
there,
to beat.
It can be beaten. There is a bucket list. There's one above. I'll share later.
We'll share after we talk about this.
Okay.
But this is going to be hard to beat. Hard to beat. We get a message, Warren and I, get a message from Fernando.
A message, not a massage.
Not a massage. A message. And that message is...
He didn't bring the warm oil, so that wasn't going to happen anyway.
Hey, bitches. I made the trailer for the Black Panther, and sure enough, and I don't know her character name. I should probably Google that. What's her character name?
I don't know. I mean, it's Michonne from The Walking Dead.
Michonne from The Walking Dead with no hair.
She usually doesn't have hair. Yeah,
she's one of the King's guards.
One of her top lieutenants.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I wasn't sure what the character was.
Well, I mean, they're all like African names, so they're not quick, Latin-rooted ones you can catch real quick.
No Chico or anything like that.
She's swinging a staff around.
It's spear, actually.
Spear?
Okay. Oh, yeah, yes. I saw it damn up close. It was winging by me inches away.
It looked like it in the picture, and in the background, sitting at the bar having a beer,
over her elbow,
chillaxing, is Fernando.
I was actually, if you look close, you probably couldn't see, but I was protecting.
Martini?
I was protecting a woman. I was like putting my body and arm while like it was giving a face of I could jump out at any moment, but they throw me off the set if I
go all Bruce Lee on
them. Yeah, it's Superman, Bruce. Why Bruce Lee? Why any hero?
Well, like,
but
Bruce Lee was good with the kung fu stuff.
Oh yeah, the karate.
Kung fu, taekwondo,
I thought that was the Karate Kid, Moncello or...
Moncello?
Really?
Moncello? Really?
Ralph Macchio?
Macchio.
I struggled for many Italians growing up in West Virginia. Right? I mean, the lucky thing is West Virginia is loaded with Italians and Polacks. I don't know if you know that. Because when we get to like Eastern European names, it's offensive?
I think yes, I know not on All in the Family, but yeah, 2018.
Is it?
Yeah, Polish is probably the go-to.
Oh, Polish, okay. So Warren's like, on another show we do, whenever we get to like...
Lots of consonants
and stuff like that. He's like, I don't know what. Just
well, he sounded Western Virginia.
I know. Punts on it, and I'm like, oh. I mean, I grew up near Polish Town, USA, so I understand how to speak that language. You just say what it looks like. And if it doesn't make any sense, you're probably right. But he struggles with Italian names and Eastern European names. He struggles.
Macchiano.
Ralph Macchiano.
Yeah. I never even thought about that. It's just he's just like an icon. It's sort of like, you know, John Wayne. I don't think twice about the
He's from
Italian.
My cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to our star of the show.
Back to the star of the show. Thank
yes,
you.
Please.
Back to Fernando. We've heard it. Everybody said, no, it's impossible. Impossible.
Impossible? Who's been talking?
Just Warren. Okay. But lo
was,
and behold.
There was no like, evidence up till this moment.
Even when I have the picture up, you're like, yeah, it looks like you, Warren says to me.
Kind of
looks like you.
So here's the best part is, like 2 weeks ago before the show, Fernando was showing us a clip. And he's showing us a clip of the trailer, and he's like, I'm actually behind that lady with my, like, head down, and you can't see me. Right? And
But I'm there, trust me.
But he's like, yeah, but I'm there, trust me. I'm really there. And I'm teasing him. I'm like, oh, wait, I think I saw your jacket. You know, and all this kind of stuff. And we were all wrong. I actually have a plate full of crow I'm going to eat on the air.
And since he sent us that image... It could have been Photoshopped.
He is a Photoshop guy.
Hey. I
don't think he would
I sent
that.
You the YouTube clip as well.
Yes, that was a freeze frame. True. I did watch the whole video. I paused it myself.
Four second mark, my friend.
Yes, I actually paused it myself. I actually paused it myself to see you. I was like. And I was showing
it
people
is
I knew.
Him. It is him.
It's a weird thing because, again, I think I was there for 3 days and like essentially the same area, same spot. So while the trailer has, you know, gone through mountains in Africa and the streets and all that, when you see that environment, it's like a kind of second nature, second home. Like, eyes are like hawks just looking for people I've met or obviously looking for my damn self. But, yeah.
That's all you were doing. Don't just try. You were looking for yourself, nothing else.
You know what amazes me?
Yes.
And you should. That's an impressive
dude, I was in an Avengers movie. Come on.
Yes.
No,
come on.
That's an impressive
game. I'm telling you, we're never going to beat that on the show. We've reached our pinnacle now. Might as well just stop.
We're done.
Cut the mic.
Well, I said like, later I talk about it, but the only thing that could up that would be Star Wars. If I could be somewhere.
Oh, my God.
That would be done. I just, what else is left there? Left
I would probably just end my life knowing I knew somebody in Star Wars.
They're going to make a crap load more, so there's who knows.
Yeah, that's a good
who
chance.
Knows?
There's no chance of me.
Why
Boba Fett's already. I mean, Jabba the Hutt's already dead.
But he wasn't the only one of his species, though, right?
There are other Hutts.
Have we ever seen other Hutts?
Well, you get the writer, man. They'll jot it in. Put you in.
I don't have those kind of connections. You might have those kind of connections, Mister.
You could be Bubba the Hutt.
You need a casino bar scene with Michonne from The Walking Dead slicing people up so I can get my face in the movie. And the guy's like, "Oh yeah, we'll just add that in. Plus, we'll put her in a hot little dress."
All that aside, fan being total fanboy, it was freaking awesome because essentially, if you look at the cast, the ensemble, all but maybe two of the hardcore cast was there. So not only was, you know, you saw, I used to be able to pronounce her real name properly. It's a little unique, but the woman plays Michonne, but yeah, so many cross.
Denaya?
Yeah, Denai, I think.
Denai?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how you pronounce that. I know her cast is Okoye, right? Like
okay.
Christian Okoye.
I didn't even know that. But
I just Googled that. I did not know that off the top of my head.
Really? Is that? you had to convince us on that. There were so many cross franchises going on at the same time.
Yeah.
Between her from The Walking Dead, you had
Watson.
I was going to say you had Martin, who is Watson, but also between Martin and Serkis, Golem and Hobbit.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about he's in those.
Yeah, and also with Lip... I can never... I forget her name all the time. Lipta?
Lipta Nyong'o?
Yeah, she's...
So what's she
She's from Star Wars. She's the little CGI Yoda, almost. And... Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah, and here and she was like voted like most beautiful woman in People magazine or something like that, and she's pretty, whatever, you see her in the magazines. But
and then you got in the same scene.
No, well, you know, you chill out, you walk around and, you know, pass by her, and I like looked at her, you know, in the face, like, wow, she actually is very, very beautiful, like in person. Sometimes that's not always the case. Not like you, Warren. You've got a face for radio. I got that.
I guarantee you that's a true statement.
You know, I thought I was going to have like a whoa movement, but
what movement? What kind of movement are you having?
Moment. Oh, okay. I said movement. I meant moment. Wow. Maybe I should just punt out because I thought, and now I have to go back and look. I thought John Connie, who's the South African, he's a South African actor in there. He plays He plays a name I can't pronounce.
T'Challa?
T'Chaka?
No, not the main guy? No, not the main guy.
The villain.
No. I don't think he plays... Mm. He's an old guy, so I don't know what he plays. But looking at his picture, he looks like one of the guys from Shaka Zulu, the miniseries in the 80s, but he's not.
That's a pull.
Well, that was just on TV not too long ago. I watched it. I hadn't seen it.
Was that ever good? I never watched it.
I thought it was good. I know very little about that era of history in Africa or anything like that, but I was... Like, I remember watching it as a kid, realizing that it was above my head that I wouldn't understand it.
Yeah.
And then watching it as an adult. Like, as a kid, you're watching because they had, you know, fight scenes and stuff like that. But as an adult, you watch it completely different.
Sure.
And I was actually glad. I don't remember. It might have been History Channel or somebody like that had it on. And I sat down and I watched it like 2 weeks ago. They had it on. I like binge watched it, and it was really good. I liked it.
In Shaka Zulu, right?
Shaka Zulu,
not a Shaka Khan music video.
No, Shaka Zulu about the guy who united the Zulu nation.
Oh, is that what it was about?
Yeah.
Okay.
And his fight against the British.
Well, it wasn't his fight against the British. It was more his fight against other tribes in Africa at the time.
Well, that too.
No, the British were on his side, right? It was the British who went over to meet him, and the British ended up being on his side, even in a couple battles.
Well, I have to interject here, because weren't we talking about me?
We were. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got totally
cut up on that. I'm sorry.
So I'm going to give out, you know, we're going to have to move on, and we're going to cover some other things. So props to you.
Yay,
and
me.
And for the low price of... some popcorn and soda. When the Black Panther comes out, you can go with us to a viewing party, which really won't actually be a party. We're just going to go to a movie theater all together.
Well,
and you can
and
buy
tickets.
Us food
you
and drink.
Say
and you buy us tickets.
Nice.
And buy one, chip in to buy one for Fernando. And we'll
I thought I was buying.
Oh, you're buying everybody tickets?
I thought
tickets?
You were trying to spin it that way. I was buying.
You ought to try to go to the local Alamo because they do stuff like that. And
be like, I am actually in the Black.
I'm willing to set up a booth, and for a low price of 50 cents a person, I will sign
what
something
for two junior mints and a non-pro.
It's a tasty, refreshing. It's a junior mint. Sorry, yeah. I just saw that Seinfeld the other day.
But I think for like a free popcorn.
Well, just so we're clear, it was a TV spot. Of the movie trailer TV spot.
But
so
you
we'll
can
see.
Take that in and be
final
like,
final cut. We'll see.
Go to the local theater and be like, hey, that's actually me. I can be here for your opening night.
I'll be obnoxious. I'll be a nerd. If I get a frame up there, both fists are going to go in there, going, that's me.
That's me.
People have no idea why I'm getting excited over this one particular.
Now I actually feel like I need to go with you when you see it at midnight, so that if you end up in there and you yell, that's me, I'm going to get up and yell, that's him! That would
ruin
make my
it for
day.
Everybody.
Yes! But if see, I have here, to get but, thrown out for you to get credibility, but, I'm fine with that.
But let's be real, if I don't make a frame, I'll be a sad monkey.
You're still in the trailer, which is way more than Warren and I
was. I was on set, well, at the end of the day, I was on the set.
You were on set.
Yeah.
You were that close to Michonne slicing people up that weren't zombies.
Actually, I tapped her on the shoulder once because there was a crew member about to hit
Did
her in the back.
Did she hit you?
No, she gave me a mean look, though.
Oh.
Yeah, I was just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to touch her or nothing like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, you've seen the guy she
but
sleeps
you did
with
touch
on
her.
TV, right?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Whoa.
On the shoulder.
Oh, okay.
A construction guy about to hit her with a giant, like, apparatus moving
and
stuff.
She didn't appreciate it.
You'd think, right?
So that shows you how much better of a person Warren is than me. I would have took two steps about. I mean, not Warren, Fernando. I would have took two steps back.
You would have shoved her in.
Camera, boom. Oh, look, Michonne gets knocked out on Black Panther thing. Would have been my YouTube video for 10,000 hits.
10,000 hits.
A million hits.
I don't know.
You would actually got 10 cents if you got a million hits.
Yeah, right. I would have made a cool dollar off of YouTube.
Nice.
That's big dollars.
Big fun. Then like my bunch of different highlights, but one of them was Andy Serkis Golem. He's the Claw, I think, is his character in the Avengers. There's a scene where he's like shooting everybody, and there were four or five takes where I was running up the steps, and he singled me out. And he's an actor, and he's a damn good one. Like the look in his eyes, he's looking deadpan in my face with the gun and going boom boom, trying to shoot me or shooting me, and I was a little scared.
I would be. So that's how
Bruce Lee's son died.
Thanks. I'm glad I didn't talk to you before.
Great words of encouragement, Warren.
I would have never left the trailers.
I just pulled up the Black Panther Trailer 2 Extended Marvel 2018 on YouTube.
Okay.
Right? The one you're in.
I'm in.
At the 4-second mark.
All I know is that one TV spot.
Oh, okay. Well, at this, you're not at the 1-second mark, but you are pretty early. But 18.3 million views for Fernando. Everybody wants to see
believe
Fernando.
That? Yeah.
Everyone.
Wow. We
amazing.
All want to be Fernando.
I will never have that.
You can't
ever.
Say that. No, you never know. I saw a casting call, put my thing in, and it was shot in Atlanta, so I was willing to drop some dollars just to do it. I ended up making a little money, but you know, nothing to speak of. But that wasn't the point.
So I have one question.
Uh-oh.
Right? I have one question. I always look at those casting call things you see for extras posted online and think it's a scam. Do you go to those? Is there like an inside network of real ones?
It's like it's not. There's a network. It's not so insider. Just you have to know where to look, and they seem legit. And it's not hard. The cool thing about Hollywood, like IMDb, is you need to be able to be easily found. So it's easy to get research if you're a producer for X, Y, and Z film or whatever role you have. It's easy to check how legit you are. And especially with this particular agency, it's background actors, so they do giant, massive casting calls all the time. So
that's kind of cool.
It is. It was, and just it is cool when I can't. There's one of those moments, the indescribable moment when you receive that email saying you're booked. Even if it's granted, it's not lead
it's still
Brad Pitt,
bump.
But still, no, you're like I'm going. I'm in. I'm there's in. A chance I might Avengers boom boom and multiplies, and it's a great feeling. I got to admit.
That's I don't know if I would have been able to do that without doing like fist pumps in the middle of the scene. They'd be like, cut, get the idiot out of there.
Well, once you're on set, it's a you're like in Disneyland, whatever. Yeah. Again, the example I use, it's like the featurettes they have at the end of the DVDs, the deleted scenes, or behind the scenes, the camera behind the cameras. It's like that, but you're there, and you're actually participating, and you're working with.
That's so cool.
Sometimes you work with the directors directly, and
so did you tell the director he needed to do
every
a better,
time
different angle.
I said this is what you should do. They like that. Actually, I did that once. It's a tough call, just because I am a filmmaker. My own right independent side on House of Cards. There's one scene I was a stand-in, and you work. You're the B team. You're right behind the main actors. You never actually make it on film, but you're directed by. The people because they're setting up for when the anyway point being I saw a couple of continuity issues and because you do not want to speak up on set unless you have something really relevant to say because that just
like
money
like,
production
hey Gemma sliced a guy's throat and you're stitching up his chin next week something like that but okay go ahead
no but I did it on House of Cards and I my palms were sweating like excuse me can we because you're stopping a major production, lots of money is involved, a lot of moving parts and people. But you stop it. I have done it on set before, but I literally had a lump in my throat by going, "Excuse me," like background has a question, and I tell, "Well, this was not here. Do they need to walk here for continuity with the other?" Like, okay, and they'll fix it. But it's just you're not on that side.
Look at
that.
Not only is he in the Avengers. He corrected the director of House of Cards.
You know, I'm going to give him mad props for that.
Yes.
That's balls.
It was scary. I was scared.
that's like being the guy
who
works
squeaking?
At McDonald's in Ruth Chris Steakhouse and being like, yeah, I think there's a little too much pepper on this steak. Right? That's balls. And I'm not knocking your award-winning film.
Or McDonald's employees.
Or McDonald's. Well, no, or McDonald's.
That's why they're putting the kiosk in.
right? But but to sit there on a production, and that's a big like, hey, you know, you're filming something, and somebody goes, "Hey, dummy, you did this." All right, hey, blah blah blah. But that's a
did
big time production.
Dummy?
No, no, House of Cards, they run it like full.
Did you call him a dummy?
No.
Phil's talking out.
He's at, it's a little color to the story.
No, I meant when you were on like shooting for Warren's motorcycle repair commercial. Hey, we need our motorcycles in this. Hey, dummy.
Price to sale.
Price to sale. But to do that is kind of like, that's ballsy.
Well, I will take that just because, again, on that particular set, there's a lot of people on set, a lot of people, and it's just cool to be in the presence of everybody.
Yeah,
that's
really ballsy. I think that's really cool.
Did Kevin Stacey hit on you?
I was never on set with Kevin. I was with Ajede, with Robin Wright, Buttercup.
Princess Buttercup.
Yeah.
Well, I know she didn't hit on you.
Right.
Wow. Just throw the nasty hits at him. That's just jealousy.
No, that was like, you guys are jabbing me.
Just
like, I took balls. Oh, you're on Avengers. Oh, she wouldn't hit on you.
Warren's like, you so ugly. Jenny wouldn't hit on you.
We have to bring him back down. His head got so big it wouldn't fit through the door. Yeah. Now it's deflated a little bit. He'll be able to get home tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
She's a beautiful woman. That's all I can say.
I loved her as Princess Buttercup.
I wasn't stalking her, but I just happened to be within a couple of feet walking behind her wherever she was going. We're going to the same place. But I think she had her, like, she's digging her pocket for her keys or something at that point.
Well, scratch her in the face.
Just in case something happened.
Yeah, well, I'm going to move the show forward a little bit. Speaking of Black Panther, yeah. Black Lightning was the one this past week.
Yeah, they were actually in D.C. last weekend promoting the museum.
And it was okay.
Oh, you watched it?
Yes.
You watched
it? It was okay. It wasn't spectacular.
I have an issue because it reminds me of S.H.I.E.L.D. with, is it Echo? No, Quake, where they've got this incredible Havoc Cyclops type elemental power, but they break down into, like, he starts...
Fist fighting.
Yeah, fist fight. Yeah, straight up combat, hand to hand.
I didn't even realize that started this week.
It's our last week.
I thought it's... I honest to God, I thought it started in February 16th. So I'll have to catch up now.
I'll throw it in because I know you're on your thing. I get confused because we were messaging on Facebook, Phil, and you threw in the Super Friends,
yes.
Right? The opening theme, right? Because that would be a great opening theme for us if that was in our budget. Anyway.
If that was in our budget.
Point being, they had one of my favorite characters was Black Vulcan.
Ooh.
And I got mixed up between the two because, you know, it's black and black, whatever, but they had similar lightning-type powers, except he had a long-sleeve leotard, but we let that go.
Yeah.
So I thought they were all... At first, when it came out, I thought they were the same character, but I don't remember... After realizing that, I don't remember a Black Lightning.
I don't either.
I remember Black Vulcan, but not
Damn. I remember Lightning. Black...
I'm not a DC guy, so...
No, I'm not either,
but
the Marvelous
comics,
ones.
Yeah, they were my comic and DC stuff is not that
strong.
Strong. My chi is not all there on that.
Now, Super Friends, Saturday mornings. Don't mess with me on that.
I sent you that link to the Legion of Doom profile things.
Yeah.
Yeah! Grundy! Strong Grundy! Anyways, I don't know.
Zombie before zombies were cool.
Right. He was the original OZ. Original zombie for life. I didn't realize
a walker
Black
before
Lightning.
Running was cool.
Yeah. That was a nice try, Warren. I'll But anyway, I interrupted you, and you were talking about the confusion.
So
it was
worth watching?
It was good.
I thought it was the very first episode was okay.
Okay.
Has there been two?
No.
Okay, just the one. Okay.
Just the first one. So I'm hoping that, you know, over a season, they'll actually develop the characters a little bit. And it's kind of like the first season of Flash. It was okay. Flash has gotten a lot stronger over the years because this is on CW as well. So the same basic Arrowverse team running Black Lightning as was running Flash and Arrow and Supergirl, etc.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I've talked to the people over at at least the local one, DCW, and that's their kind of gearing. They're trying to be the superhero channel. That's
the superhero network?
No, I'm on network, but I think that's within their game plan. They're hitting
that's
that niche.
Cool.
But,
well, CW is owned by the same companies that own DC, so that's probably why.
Warner Brothers, mm-hmm. also.
Did you see this could be a remake of the, I think on Hulu, of the Animaniacs?
I heard that they were, and I totally not name dropping. I promise I'm not.
Oh my God, you're going to totally name drop on the Animaniacs on us?
Not going to give too much prequel history of Fernando's life here, but when I moved to LA after I graduated college in this area, one of my first networks or referrals was to a woman named Andrea Romano. Look her up, Phil. She is the voice director of everything Warner Brothers, from Animaniacs to Batman to the animated movies, so on and so forth. And this story will make me look like a dumbass, because when I moved out there, I'm an artist. I want to do artist-type stuff. And she was a hook into Warner Brothers and their animation. And I put my resume, and she's like, I really don't work in the graphics art area, but I can talk to them. And she actually said to me, would you be interested in doing any kind of voice work? And I said, dumb 21, 22-year-olds, like, oh, I'm an artist. I had no clue. I could have been gangster number
dum,
four.
Dum, dum, dum.
Exactly. Right. And any of those. Again, if you look her up, Phil, both of you. She's awesome, too. She's a really
nice
lady.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures, and I'm looking here at the list of movies she's been involved with.
Everything.
And there's a ton of them, right? It's a long list. Hanna-Barbera stuff, right? Which I grew up with, Hanna-Barbera stuff.
Gonna go so old school on Hanna-Barbera HR Puffing stuff.
That I was around for that, maybe in reruns.
What was the
Jimmy
guy?
I saw the flute, the real flute at a they were selling it for like $2,000 at a Hollywood store, an original flute.
Man, I'm trying to remember the show I used to watch. It was about a guy. He had a weird horse and a thing called a mock. It was a big monster thing. They used to Thunder Barbarian or something?
Thunder the Barbarian?
Thunder the Barbarian.
Oakley the Mock. Yeah. Princess Ariel. What? You struggled with that? Come on, dude.
I struggled. I haven't seen that forever.
Your Marvelous One credits dips like every show some reason.
I'm sorry.
Lord of the Rings.
I can see.
Thundar.
Thundar.
And Ookla from UCLA.
Ookla, yes.
Ookla. I believe that's the urban legend. That's where his name came from, UCLA.
It makes sense,
but I don't know if that's true.
Because he was a mock. I remembered he was a mock.
Yeah.
At least I pulled that and I had those cool horses.
But I would get pissed because Ariel's powers were in one episode she could like take out the universe, another one she couldn't move a rock.
Yeah.
It used to drive me nuts.
No continuity.
Continuity and powers.
Have you been there to support that director? He would have been better.
But it takes balls, as Phil would say, to interject that situation.
It does.
So.
That was cool. If you'd been a voice actor, you could have probably played her.
Well, come on.
You could have probably played her.
We were in a single digit age at that point. We were 9, 6 years old, something.
You could have played her character.
I could have played her character.
and told a director
No Thundar. Actually, it was funny, though, because he'd do things like, at time for action, he'd have his rip-off lightsaber jump off the edge, and she'd be like, oh, I guess leap before you look or something. It made me laugh as a child.
Yeah.
And she was kind of hot.
She was. Not gonna lie. She was, and that's kinda like the look I like the monster guy, he had a
mask though. It looked like his face, because it was solid. It wasn't black. It wasn't a mask, but
it wasn't a mask. I think that was
he's
was
a
like,
muck.
Yeah, he was like
he's scaled
a cat or
rip-off.
Something up there, and I don't know.
A bunch of little ripoffs there, but you know, a little Conan, a little Jedi.
There was some good stuff in that.
And I was
oh, that's right, I forgot he had the sword.
They had a name.
Yes.
The right hook of justice.
The right hook of justice.
That's ours, copyright.
God.
No, it was the sword of light or fire or some junk like that. But I was a bad boy. I was like, what? Because, again, Ariel was hot. And like, what happens when they're not in adventures? Just by the campfire.
Just chilling.
Yeah, whatever.
Netflix chill.
He had that big hairy vest. You remember?
Yeah, I know. He wore like an animal around him. Right?
What are we talking about?
I don't know. We should have never left.
Over
you know,
the place.
I wanted to get to a trailer we've all seen for. A Netflix show called Altered Carbon.
Looks good.
Looks like a modern day Demolition Man, but Warren had some input on that. But we're going to save that for next week.
Warren was kind of a jerk, though. He advertised it to us like, 2 months ago? I'm like, oh, I'm at Netflix. I'm going to check it out. 2 months?
2 months? Yeah, no. Warren's always a jerk like that.
I'm ahead of the curve.
Warren's like, this is going to be cool in 2 months. And then he says something in like March. He would have been like, so you've been watching Altered Carbon? Like, and be like, I forgot about it. Be like, oh, you got
put
it in
3 months ago.
That's why Warren has a day planner. We'll be back next week, I think. Maybe. Warren might not. He's mad at us now.